Batty's Gnossienne No. 4, played by Reinbert de Leeuw. And if you'd like to retrace your steps through this evening's labyrinth, you can do so via the Radio 3 website, where there's a full route map in the form of our online playlists, bbc.co.uk/Radio 3. The readers this evening were Anna Maxwell-Martin and Rory Kinnear. The Labyrinth was produced for Words and Music by Zahid Wally. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11:30. Time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
This week, as the spring releases flow into the Jazz Lineup office, I'll bring you as many as I can from the rich repertoire available right now. One such record is the latest double CD and DVD release from Brad Meldow, A Solo Piano Affair. But to kick us off, something by soulful pianist Eric Lanini, who played for us live last year as part of the London Jazz Festival. His new release, called The Vox, has a repertoire that he calls quite upbeat, but with a few touches of melancholy. Here's the track Kitchen Marcus.
Thank you.
Eric Lanini with Kitchen Marquis, played by Eric on piano, who's joined by Frank Aglehorn on drums and Thomas Brameri on double bass. And that CD is out now on the Discogram label. Long before his time as the leader of the Tonight Show Band, a position he held from 1995 to 2010, guitarist and all-round fun guy Kevin Eubanks was well established as a sideman and leader in his own right. Whilst he recorded sporadically during his run with Jay Leno, he's now back to being a composer and a recording artist. His new offering, Zen Food, sees him collaborating with legendary drummer Marvin Smitty Smith, Jerry Atkins on keyboards, and bassist René Calmacho. The track we've chosen is 6-8. Thank you. From Zen Food, the impressive and muscular new CD from guitarist Kevin Eubanks. That was 6-8, played by Bill Pierce on saxophone, Jerry Atkins on keyboards, bassist Renny Camacho, and beautiful brushwork from Marv Smitty Smith, completing the lineup, and perhaps a nod to the great Wes Montgomery on that track. That CD is out now on the Mac Avenue label. Well, I thought it would be interesting to hear a brief resume from one of the most respected pianists and accompanists on the UK jazz scene. He is Brian Dee. Let's hear him play with Simon Thorpe on bass, Ralph Salmons on drums, Alex Garnett playing the sax, from the disc Centurion that features his own compositions. This is Trendy Vic.
Thank you.
Trendy Vic, probably dedicated to clarinetist and saxophonist Vic Ashe, whom Brian D recorded and worked with for many years. And we're spotlighting Brian in this all-CD edition of Jazz Lineup. Brian D hit the London jazz scene in the late 1950s, and he was on the bill for the opening night of Ronnie Scott's. The producer of this programme has a vinyl disc of Brian playing organ, but that is for another time. D won the Downbeat Poll in 1962 as Best British Pianist, and his skills and style are well demonstrated here. Listen to him accompany Elaine Del Mar, sublime. On the CD, Everything I Love, this is Just One of Those Things.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it about the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those
Del Mar singing Just One of Those Things, Brian D, of course, at the piano, Alec Dankworth on the bass, and the late, great Alan Gangley on the drums. We're talking about pianist Brian D in a short feature on some of the cherished jazz musicians in the UK on this all-CD edition of Jazz Lineup. Brian D is performing around the UK to date and has just completed a session at Hearts Jazz. Look out for him with Bill Coleman in early April performing at Market Harborough, and he's elsewhere in the listings. Journalist Steve Voce described him as one of the best accompanists we've ever had. We end this feature with his CD, The Catalyst, which is another album of originals, and this one describes the countryside near where he lives. Dave Green is playing the bass and Clark Trace is on the drums, and this is Rye Meads. Thank you. Rye Meads, a place of natural beauty, inspired pianist Brian Dee to write that tune. He was with Dave Green on bass and Clark Tracy on the drums, taken from Brian's album The Catalyst. We've been spotlighting Brian Dee on Jazz Lineup, and if there's another UK musician you would like to nominate for an occasional feature, then please contact the programme by emailing jazzlineup@bbc.co.uk. BBC award-winning multi-readist, composer and bandleader Julian Siegel has a new quartet recording, a follow-up to his last quartet affair from 2002. With the addition of Ollie Hayhurst on bass, Siegel has chosen a fellow member of the band Partisans, Gene Calderazzo, to provide the fireworks on the drum kit, and the pianist with whom he befriended when he first moved to London in 1991 completes the lineup, and that's the inspirational Liam Noble. This track is a celebration of the pianist John Taylor's magical touch. It's One for JT.
Thank you.
From Urban Theme Park, that was One for JT, played by the Julian Siegel Quartet. And that CD is available from the 18th of April on the Basho record label. You can see Julian play on the 3rd of April as part of the Hands Collar Band at the Pizza Express in London, and on the 13th with Partisans at the Hideaway in Streatham. Well, next up, a new CD from a gig recorded back in 1990. Doesn't that seem like an age ago? Vintage Loose Tubes is on offer with their release of Dancing on Frith Street. And despite its years, it still sounds remarkably fresh, with a 23-piece band in fine fettle, again at the legendary Soho Jazz Club. Of course, it's Ronnie Scott's, and this is Shelley.
Thank you. wonderful John Parricelli there, sometimes using all six strings of the guitar there simultaneously. John...
The voice of Ashley Slater there, and that was recorded at Ronnie Scott's in September in 1990. Loose Tubes, of course, with Steve Berry's Shelley, and that CD is available now on the Lost Marble label. And Django Bates will be appearing at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival, which runs from the 27th of April to the 2nd of May. And we'll have more about that festival on future Jazz Lineup programmes. You are listening to Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. But can you imagine anything better than being at a Brad Meldow solo piano concert in the soft evening sunlight at the famous Marciac Jazz Festival in France? Well, we can all pretend in the comfort of our own homes, because Brad Meldow has recorded his first DVD, which was filmed at that very festival. After his last luscious chamber orchestra recording, Highway Rider, this solo piano outing has delivered something that Brad says he hopes to achieve during his performances, and that's a kind of narrative arc. The music is a mixture of original compositions and reworkings of earlier material taken from the likes of Lennon and McCartney, Nick Drake, Cole Porter and Kurt Cobain. We're going to play three tracks for you today, a Meldow original, Goodbye Storyteller, which then segues into Radiohead's epic Exit Music for a Film, and then the second encore, receiving its first solo performance here, Rodgers and Hammerstein's My Favourite Things. Here he is, Brad Meldow.
Thank you. Thank you. Merci. Bonsoir.
From the double CD and DVD recording Live in Marciac, Brad Meldow giving us his all on his own composition, Goodbye Storyteller, then into Radiohead's Exit Music for a film, and finally My Favourite Things, rounding off that hat trick by one of the world's most important jazz musicians and, incidentally, one of the nicest people you're likely to meet, having had the very good fortune of interviewing him twice for Jazz Lineup. And isn't it great when your heroes turn out to be lovely people as well? This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on an all-disc show. And everything you hear is listed on our website on Radio 3, and you can hear all or part of this programme at your leisure for the next 7 days on our Listen Again feature. Again, go to our website, bbc.co.uk/radio3, and look for Jazz Lineup. Bit of gig news. Tim Garland, Jeffrey Kreiser and Joe Locke are currently touring his latest project, Storm's Nocturnes, a special project written for piano, mallets and saxophones. And you can hear him at Ronnie Scott's on the 4th and 5th of April and on the 6th of April at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester, which this programme is recording. Looking forward very much to that. On Monday, the 28th of March, you can hear Parisian pianist and composer Jean-Marie Machado and New York saxophonist Dave Lieben play music from their latest album, Eternal Moments. It's part of their European tour. The pair have a wonderful synergy, and here they are playing Thelonious Monk's Ugly Beauty. Thank you. From Eternal Moments, the track Ugly Beauty by Thelonious Monk, taken from the new CD by Jean-Marie Machado on piano and Dave Lieben. And you can see them on the 28th of March at the Pizza Express. Fans of the multi-talented and multifaceted jazz diva Peggy Lee will be pleased to hear a new tribute is out to the great lady. Michael Feinstein describes pianist Biggie Adair's jazz piano tribute as perfect. Kentucky-born and raised Adair lives and records in Nashville, and she actually got to meet and work with her idol when she was a guest on the Johnny Cash Show on the ABC television show in America. Biggie recalls many favourite childhood memories of her parents dancing in the kitchen to Peggy Lee's records. Her tribute is both dreamy and swinging, and we're going to play the track that Peggy recorded in 1956, and indeed the album became one of her most acclaimed. It's Black Coffee. Paul Francis Webster and Sonny Burke's Black Coffee, played by Biggie Adair, from her tribute album to Peggy Lee called I Love Being Here With You, which was one of the songs that Miss Lee would open her concerts with. And that CD is out now on the EMI Green Hill label. Jay Phelps, the Vancouver-raised trumpeter, is at the forefront of the young and creative generation of jazz musicians in the UK. One of the original members of prize-winning post-bop band Empirical, Jaywalking is his solo debut CD and was released late last year to much critical acclaim. All the tunes, except for three, which are by Count Basie, Jackie McLean and Tchaikovsky, are penned by Phelps, and this is his 6 degrees of separation.
Thank you.
Jay Phelps on trumpet, Carl Rashida Bell on bass, Jonathan G on piano, Gene Calderazzo on drums, and Shebeka Hutchins on tenor sax from the debut solo CD from Jay Phelps called Jaywalking, and that was 6 Degrees of Separation. You can see Jay playing on May the 26th at Southport Jazz and in June on the 25th of June at Litchfield Jazz Festival. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the selection of new discs and some not so new. We continue this time next week with Hammond guru Dr. Lonnie Smith and meet New Kid on the Block saxophonist John Martin. Monday night, Jazz on 3 presents highlights from the Loop Festival featuring two young bands, pianist Dan Nichols, Mirror and Splice, including Alex Bonnet on trumpet, and the saxophonist Robin Finker. Until next week, from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
I'm John Shea and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. International roaming is what this programme is about, and for that I don't think you could do much better than our opening concert today, which brings together musicians from Belgium and Georgia for a performance in Norway. In September 2009, the Brussels Chamber Orchestra began a short tour of the country in St Peter's Church in Stavanger, where the church's organist, Ivan Sarajishvili from Tbilisi, joined them as soloist in this concerto by Salieri. Operatic success was famously to be the composer's main ambition, but in 1 year in his early 20s, while carefully cultivating the Emperor Joseph, Salieri produced a number of concertos, including this one in C. Thank you. an organ concerto in C, which Salieri composed in 1773, well before a certain young provincial upstart from Salzburg arrived in Vienna and derailed his career plans. Ivan Saryashvili was the soloist with the Brussels Chamber Orchestra. In fact, the then 17-year-old Mozart had recently returned from Salieri's native Italy when that concerto was composed. The country evidently made a lasting impression on him, and among the works in which that became clear was a set of three string divertimentos. This is the one in F, Kirkel 138. I'm fairly sure there's pizzicatos in the finale were the performer's idea. They're not indicated in the score. But then, diversion is in the job description of Mozart's Divertimento in F, Köchel 138, so I don't think he could have objected. More from the Brussels Chamber Orchestra in 20 minutes. Now, when Beethoven arrived in Vienna in 1792, it was predicted that he would receive Mozart's spirit from Haydn's hands. In fact, as a virtuoso pianist, Beethoven took Vienna by storm, as in this sonata in F minor, played by Geoffrey Lancaster.